Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I thought Scott Satterfield had them boys going. I thought Mikael Cunningham was a Heisman candidate quarterback.
Well, I don't know about that.
Javon Hawkins is a 1,000-yard rusher.
He is.
This offensive line is going to be built by Dwayne Ledford.
Well,
they're going to be so much better.
Will be.
And the defense is going to be – and you have somebody on the defense that's Aaron Donald. I mean, you have Aaron Donald on
Henry
defense,
Bryant.
Mark.
And James Strebel.
I mean,
if you have Aaron Donald on defense,
Donald
how in the
type.
Heck is Western
I didn't say
score?
It was Aaron Donald. See, this is
yes,
the landmine. This is the landmine of The Take. This is the thing.
You
say things. Things get twisted.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, PGA coverage coming your way over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 6 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville. Again, you can catch that over on 93.9 The Ville. Mitch, do you have a promo sheet in front of you? I don't know what happened to mine. Today we're in shambles. I know Wooded View Golf Course and Driving Range is part of that.
Yeah.
I think Kroger's a part of that. I think Papa John's is a part of that. I'm sure UPS jobs. I'm throwing everybody
all
in there.
All of our favorites.
I'm just throwing everybody
yes.
in there. So we do appreciate that.
And class act
coming your way.
Even.
There you go. Class act as well. And then tonight at, what time? 7:40, I believe. Little Reds action coming your way. Reds and Brewers. The Reds losers last night. 13-0. Mitch, that had to make you smile, right?
That's the only thing keeping me sane right now.
Well, you and Grossman both very happy about that.
Yeah, because all these Reds fans before season, they're going to win the damn World Series. They're going to win the Central. They're going to win the World Series. Reds baseball's back. And yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, they're back. All right.
Another year of Reds baseball.
To normal.
Another year as the contract was officially signed earlier this week. I'm pretty sure they've lost every game since then.
I do.
I'm pretty sure they're the case.
Perfect?
No, it is. It's exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to explain myself, and it's the Papa John Studios. We're hanging out with you on this Friday, the mixtape at 5:25, and on the mixtape we will have, it's going to be all Lachlan McClain. So we talked about this yesterday. I was leaning against it, but everyone has convinced me that is what we're going to do. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. I got a bunch here. So here is where I am. And I didn't know this would be divisive. And I probably did not explain myself as good as I could have. But that's fine. It's Twitter. And that's not my main, you know, that's not my main thrust, if you will. And obviously, the main thing that we do here is the show. By the way, Mitch is texting us. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
What? What time is it? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, there it is. The SEC can go to hell.
These jerks.
I hope Kentucky gets LSU and Alabama.
That's not their fault.
Yeah, it is their fault.
No, it's not their fault.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's
Sankey. Kentucky probably wanted this. They're like, is Matt Jones on? No? Good. Good. We'll do it at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, we would have done it at 11 a.m. for Ryan Lemon.
Yeah.
That would have been it. So here is my response to everybody. Here it is. I put up on Twitter, I'm going to backtrack on one thing, but not my main point. And I do appreciate all the Kentucky fans and all of their thoughts on the wide receiver position. You wish you had a Tutu Atwell. You wish you had a Rondell Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't. Who was the guy that went to Nebraska? Who went to Scott Frost?
Oh, it was
goodness, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on his name.
He was
Yeah, remember, he was
going to
be your guy, and Vince Merrill did the fist pump, and he's hugging everybody,
yeah.
And then he went to Scott Frost.
Yeah.
He cleaned up Mitchell Hannigan lookalike.
Yes.
So Kentucky doesn't know, and I don't want to hear from a Kentucky fan. I don't hear a damn word about wide receivers. If Kentucky wants to tell me about an offensive line, a defensive line, you want to tell me about some running backs, I'm here for you. But tight ends, wide receivers, and quarterbacks, leave that discussion for other people.
Sit it out for
okay?
a minute.
Sit that one out.
Yeah.
Okay, touchdown, Terry turnover. Sit over there. Here's my point. So I tweeted out last night shortly after the show when the news came down that Rondale Moore has decided to opt out. He's going to go to the NFL. By the way, a decision that is totally valid, a decision that Rondale Robinson cares, but I agree with. Purdue is going to be a whatever team,
yep.
And the risk there when everyone already thinks that you're a badass player, the decision there is not crazy. Okay, I'm not shocked with it with Rondale Moore, and one reason, there were a bunch of rumors that if Jeff Brohm got the job, that Rondale Moore would sit out a year and transfer to UofL. Yep. Those were rumors that were prevalent out there. Do I know that they were true? Now, is Louisville better than Purdue? Yes.
Yeah.
And going with Jeff Brohm, hey, I can upgrade. Okay, I don't have to get my teeth beat in except for one magical win by Jeff Brohm. Okay, and I like Jeff Brohm. Okay, I wanted him to be the coach here and everything else. But here's my point. So I tweeted out, Bobby Petrino was right in getting Tutu Atwell over Rondale Moore. I know injuries and COVID confuse this, but Petrino was crushed over that recruitment and ultimately was right. Here's my point to that. We are, let me back up. I am guessing, like everybody else, that we're going to have a football season. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I don't know if UofL is going to play all 11 games. I have no idea. Tutu Atwell could get injured. But right now, okay, Rondale Moore, what's he done for Purdue? I mean, Purdue's not recruiting any better.
No
one thinks they're very good. If they go the next couple years being a mediocre team, you're not going to hear about Jeff Brohm taking over for Nick Saban, Ed Orgeron, Brian Kelly, and Gus Malzahn and all these other jobs. Okay? So here's my point, and I should have made this clearer. Tutu Atwell, if he plays this year, is going to put up good numbers. Mitch, look up his stats last year. And I am of the understanding that his freshman year, he didn't do much at all. And I totally get it. And Rondale Moore balled. And it was like, damn, Bobby got it wrong. And Bobby Petrino got crushed. I don't think that I need to tell you what I think of that rat Bobby Petrino. I have been very forceful in what I think of that rat Bobby Petrino.
Right.
He is a rat. Okay, there is nothing redeemable about Bobby Petrino as a coach or a person. That is what I feel about Bobby Petrino. I feel that he gave up. I don't think he's a good person. People around him don't think he's a good person.
Nobody.
Other coaches don't want to play for him. He had one legit assistant coach on his staff after Todd Grantham. He had one. And Lonnie Galloway, who has went with Mack Brown, is
doing a good job at North Carolina.
Yep. So it's showing that he was a legit, and Lonnie Galloway, when he was here, tried to cheat. I mean, honestly,
he did.
My point was, if we are armed, and again, I should have been clear with this, if we are armed with hindsight that Tutu Atwell plays this season, that he's going to be good, and he is going to be good, he's going to have 2 years under his belt of high-level college football. Rondale Moore
yep.
had 1 year. Last year he was injured. This year he's sitting out. And when you say, well, you can't hold it against him. No. Guys being injured, you absolutely hold it against them. It's totally unfair, but that's the way that it is.
Yeah.
Teams don't say, well, you know, this guy that's injury prone, we're not going to draft or we're not going to recruit anyone at this position because of this guy. And he's injury prone. Well, I mean, so what? We can't recruit anybody. We can't go out if I'm an NFL team in free agency because we got a guy who's injury prone. We can't count it against him. No, quite literally, it's the exact opposite. And when you're not available in sports, that matters. And Rondale Moore, even though I agree with his decision, dude's not available for his team.
No.
He's not available 2 years in a row. He has not been available. Now, this doesn't mean, and this is where Justin Rowland and Nick Roush were missing the point last night. I don't think, and I heard they just name called me. in the 7 o'clock hour. I heard that his name called me. Yeah.
This morning on the show, on their show?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Well, I don't like that at all.
Who cares? I don't care. It doesn't matter. They can name call all they want. That's fine. But here's my point. My point is, armed with hindsight, Bobby got it right. And Bobby got almost nothing right his second tenure.
No.
But we already know that Rondale Moore in 3 years didn't play in two of them. One of them, he quit.
Yeah.
Again, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I think it's the right decision. I wonder how many people do care, though. I wonder if this happened at a legit football school that gave a damn and had fans because Purdue doesn't. I wonder what the discussion would be.
Oh, yeah. If it's at U of L, if he was at U of L this year.
I even mean if Rondale Moore went to a powerhouse, which he very well could have and should have and everything else, okay?
Yeah. Ohio State, something like that.
And so I'm not saying, and this is where it got missed, I'm not saying that Tutu Atwell is better than him. I'm not saying that he's going to be drafted in a better place or, you know, higher.
Right.
He's not, like, Rondale Moore is viewed as a better NFL prospect. Rondale Moore, if he were to play and didn't quit and played last year,
was healthy,
would absolutely have stats that would be through the roof.
Right.
That this conversation would never happen. You can say, well, Bobby Petrino, he was stupid. He got lucky. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Dumbass people hit the lottery.
Yeah.
They don't work for it. They get lucky. Welcome to life.
It happens.
Yes, the hardest working person is not the richest.
No.
It's not the smartest all the time.
No.
Sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
But Rondale Moore is a much better, I shouldn't say much, is a better,
he's a better
is
player.
A better, more well-rounded football player, and I think would be better in the NFL than Tutu Atwell. I think he would be drafted better than Tutu Atwell. But that doesn't mean that that's what college is about. Tyler Hero is a better NBA player, but he was not as good of a college player as Kyle Guy.
Yeah.
And we use that because Locke always battled Coop and everyone on discussion.
Everybody.
Obviously, Tyler Hero is a better NBA player.
It's not close.
It's not even a discussion. But he wasn't a better college player. It doesn't mean, like, both of them, it's the Kentucky thing that they do, that they pivot to the next level when it doesn't reach what they think.
And that's a good point.
And I don't understand
why
Kentucky fans that came at me would want to dump on Tutu Atwell. I mean, you're beating Louisville, and you got no connection to Rondale Moore.
None.
He wasn't going to Kentucky.
It wasn't on the list.
Going to Kentucky. There's no connection there. Since when do Kentucky fans give a damn about Jeff Brohm and Purdue? They don't care about any of that.
It is a chance to bag on Louisville's
And that's fine, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And that I have no problem with that because that this area in sports media is built on that. That's fine. Again, Rondale Moore, better player. If you ask an NFL draft guy, who would you want? If you ask an NFL GM, who would you want? The answer is going to be Rondale Moore. I think he's going to have a better career. He's going to be drafted in the first round. He may be the number one, two, three, whatever Mel Kiper and Todd McShay say in the NFL draft. But if you look at it through the prism of Tutu Atwell has production this year, and you look at it last year, Tutu Atwell's college career is much better.
Right.
Now, the argument was made, well, I could have had both of them. Maybe.
But we don't know that.
Maybe.
Possible, but
That is possible, and Bobby got crushed. But if you remember at the time, Bobby didn't recruit Rondale Moore. He recruited Tutu Atwell.
Yeah.
And my point was, it wasn't that he went after Rondale Moore and missed. That was not the case. Is that he ignored him.
Yeah.
Bobby Petrino didn't want him for whatever reason that was. And all I was saying was, Tutu Atwell turned out to be, in college, very well after this season, a better player.
Who'd you get more
in college? A more productive player in college. And availability matters. Injuries matter.
Yeah.
Quitting before the season matters.
Yeah.
You can't just leave these things out. And Nick Roush and these guys were doing the lock leave out. Well, we're just going to throw away 2020 and 2019 and focus on 2018. Well, that's fine. And Tutu Atwell didn't do anything in 2018. But you know what he did do? He did something last year. 1,300 yards last year.
Yeah.
He had 11 touchdowns.
He was great.
He was
a great player for U of L. He really was.
I think he was first team all ACC.
Yeah.
And I, by the way, I expect that to be the same this year.
And he'll be on.
Is Tutu Atwell.
And he'll play on Sundays.
I believe that will be the case as well. So, I mean, that's fine if you know, Justin Rowland wants to take a shot at me and Nick Roush. I have no problem. But you guys are coming at it from a slanted viewpoint. And for Justin Rowland, who is like, these are radio guys, bro, you manage a message board for BBN Man 69 and try to offer $4 per month subscriptions. Settle down.
Let's slow our roll.
Settle down, you God-fearing man that you put on Twitter to start name-calling. Settle down and do some damn repenting, okay? That's what you need to do. So that's my only thing. Tutu Atwell's a great player. Rondale Moore's a great player. And, yes, Bobby Petrino dropped the ball. I'm not saying that he didn't. I do find it funny that get both of them. Okay, you think you're Alabama now? Just go get them both. You think you're Alabama?
Because Bobby was just rolling through recruits, getting all these five-star, four-star guys, which he wasn't. Which player got the higher return? Would you get the higher return? You talk to finance people. You got the higher return from Tutu Atwell.
Absolutely.
He gave you the higher return. He's available.
And that's fine.
Yes.
And that's fine. Again, Rondale Moore, for you people, is better.
Yeah.
Rondale Moore's better. He's going to be drafted higher. Everybody knows this. But if you look at it in hindsight, it's not the egregious sin that it was seen back in, 2017 going into 2018.
Where it happened.
That's the point. It was seen as this cardinal sin, and it's been that way. And then last year, you didn't hear anything about it when Tutu was putting up 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns and first team all ACC, and Rondale Moore didn't play.
Yeah.
And then he didn't play this year.
I mean, you look at it, you say, okay.
Jeff Brohm got nothing out of it.
Even if Rondale Moore would have played for Purdue this season, even if he would have, that still would have been a crap team. They still would have probably been really terrible. They're not going to be any good. No one's expecting to be good.
Agreed, but if Rondale Moore plays this season, I don't tweet out what I tweet out.
And you don't,
because
exactly.
Rondale Moore is going to put up monster numbers. He's going to be the only player worth a damn.
On Purdue.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time,
that's
it's like.
Be it.
Yeah, at the same time, like Tutu Atwell's actually a. It's not just for Rondale Moore. It would have been all about Rondale Moore, right? It would have been for Purdue. It'd have been pad my stats, get me mine before I go to the NFL. For Tutu Atwell, he's part of a system that's like actually very successful for U of L last year as far as offense is concerned. So not only that is he playing, he's an intricate part of the system
win. I don't know if I even agree with that. It's just he's the only good player on Purdue's team.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nobody else.
He's going to pad all the stats because he's going to get all the balls. He's going to get every single carry, every single catch, whatever. And I don't want to sound like I'm taking up for U of L in this situation because I don't respect their
football
team.
You can disagree with me. I don't care if people disagree with me.
I do agree with you that because Tutu Atwell is going to get high return. I do respect players on U of L's football team, and Tutu Atwell is one of the few players to actually respect and think he's a good player. For you to say that – hey, actually, Bobby Petrino may have lucked into the right decision, or however you want to word it, is true, because Rondale Moore has given nothing to Jeff Brohm except for one season. Tutu Atwell, his performance was part of the reason why Scott Satterfield was ACC Coach of the Year.
He's going to go down as one of the – he's going to go down like you cleared your nose right into the mic there.
Yeah.
By the way, you're liking Vannetti tweets. I'm looking on Twitter right now, and somehow that just came
through.
Well,
I got free CBD oil because of something that he posted. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm into free stuff. I like free stuff.
Yeah. You know they advertise with us, right?
I didn't know that. I didn't see that. I apologize. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have done that. I didn't know that. I just saw free stuff. I was like, oh, I'll get free stuff. My bad.
Oh, boy.
I really been having to sneeze.
You okay over there?
I wish you could have seen that. I thought he was angry. Tore his headset off and sneezed. You might as well just have sneezed into the headset.
No, it's during COVID, you got to sneeze into your arms. That's why I've been having to sneeze.
We are melting, aren't we, today?
Well, I didn't want to sneeze.
We're completely melting.
During your monologue.
And I apologize to Justin Rowland, but, I mean, listen, come on. Come on. It was personal. It's like, dude, it's just a sports opinion.
Right.
Like, you're managing a message board for BBN Man 69.
Right.
Right? Big Blue Balls. I mean, come on.
That was my name.
Come on. It's just a sports opinion, and it's not crazy. I just, the people.
When I sneeze, it's like five times in a row, always. Okay. I think I'm done.
Well, that's not five times. That's only three times.
That's only three times. Yeah, there's probably two more coming.
Texas says, look at Rondell's freshman stats versus Tutu's sophomore stats. They're exactly the same.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You got to compare that as well.
Texas says, Bobby got more bang for the buck with Atwell.
That was my higher return.
Boy, you sound like you're getting ready to sneeze again.
No, I'm not.
Are you okay, by the way?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Texas says, why does Round Daddy disagree with Andy all the time? Thankfully, the sneeze saved the segment. Texas says, did Strebel just, can you say shart? You can say
that.
Yeah,
you can say that. Yeah, that's not a bad. No, I sneezed. I sneezed twice. Three times.
Texas says, Andy, did you hear Locke taking credit for inventing the mixtape this morning? Yes, I did.
He did, yeah.
Yes,
he said, I was doing that at 8:40.
Yes.
Back in the day.
He did a 60-second segment with coaches only. Yes.
Yeah.
No one's ever come up with a segment where they cut funny sound or sound taken out of context
and
then replay.
No, just Locke.
Boy, you're being crushed over the CBD thing.
Why?
I mean, you're just being crushed. You're kissing up to Vanetti.
I wasn't. I was getting free stuff.
You're sucking up to Vanetti.
Yeah, I was getting free stuff. That's the first time I've tweeted Vanetti in like 3 months.
Texas says, Strebel said during COVID you have to sneeze into your arm. Hey, don't you always do that?
Yes, that's a good point. Yes, you always sneeze into your arm, but you want to be extra careful. And if I would have sneezed during your monologue, it would have been an absolute disaster.
Oh, would have been fantastic. Texas says, Brom got a stupid big contract for beating Ohio State, and Moore was a big part of that win, so he got millions. Yes, I agreed, but I would say program-wise, I mean, Purdue's, what are they?
Nothing. They're.
I mean, if we go two more years of five, six wins, maybe seven wins, the only positive thing you're going to be able to say is Jeff Brom's doing this, and then ... at Purdue, which is what lame Kentucky fans do when they want to say, well, you know, you win four or five games, you know, it's whatever. I'm like, okay. By the way, can we get one of these Kentucky insiders that charges a monthly for their stuff to maybe, find out what the two games are, maybe before 6
Ooh,
o'clock tonight?
You know what? I might do that. I might reach out. That's not a bad idea. Man, these spam texts that you get about...
You getting some? Well, what are you doing? You signing up for something?
No, I'm not signing up for anything. It's... You want to here's what it is. God is here to help, James.
Is that Dabo?
No, if you you could get $5,000 of Christian help wired to your account.
Christian help.
God's here to help me. Christian help. They're going to send me $5,000.
How about that?
How about that?
Texas says Strebel learned his sneezes from the movie Lonely Guy. Boy, I don't know that reference at all.
I don't either. I have no idea what Lonely Guy is.
I'm not going to read that one. It's good. It's a little political. I
know we've gotten political today. Is it too political?
Texas says, how do you usually sneeze? Not into your arm? That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Texas says, I don't understand UK fans going crazy over Rondell versus Tutu. It has nothing to do with them. I really don't get it. Yeah, you would have thought that I went after a Kentucky player, but we know Kentucky doesn't get these wide receivers.
But
wide receivers don't want to go to Kentucky. Running backs do.
Yeah.
Offensive linemen do. Linebackers do. Safeties do. Corners do. Punters do.
Well,
all these positions do.
The only thing I would say.
Wide receivers don't.
Is they do get four-star wide receivers, they just don't ever do anything.
Yeah.
Like Blake Bone was four-star.
Yeah,
Dorian Baker was
a
four-star.
Yeah,
Josh Ali is a
Dorian
four-star.
Dorian Baker should have been playing a position where he didn't have to catch the ball.
Yes.
Whatever position you want to come up with.
And he pretty much did once they went to Benny Snell and Boom Williams exclusively.
I mean, if I added the receivers last year or the last 5 years for Kentucky in one particular year, I would imagine they didn't get did they get 1,300 yards? Like if I went back 3 years ago and I added the wide receivers, not running backs, not tight ends. If I just did that, what would it be?
800, 900 yards, I would say. They'd get 1,300 yards in 3 years. See, you had in 3 years, that's 1 year of Steven Johnson. Well, Jeff Badette. There's one. He was really good. And then, oh, God, who was the other one that was on the same team as Jeff Badette? I can't remember. They had two good wide receivers so far. That's it.
So that's it. That is my only take on that is, and I should have been a little bit more, I should have clarified that he wasn't better the first time, and I did that five other times and people still rode in. Sometimes the Kentucky fan base is the dumbest fan base.
Well, I think U of L and UK fans kind of go – they seesaw between each other. Like, I had a U of L fan today telling me that U of L should get more credit because they scheduled Notre Dame and they didn't have to. It's like, actually, it's on an ACC rotation with Notre Dame. And he was like, no, that's not true. I was like, do you not listen to – and it was someone that writes for the Cardinal Sports Zone that should know something like that but didn't.
The Cardinal Sports Zone, what's that?
Yeah, CSZ. It's a blog, Cardinal Sports blog. Oh. So yeah. they both could be equally stupid. Because yeah. I was like, dude, you don't even know your own conference rules that, like, yeah, Louisville
CSZ.
Does have to play Notre Dame. Like, that has to happen. Crickets.
Texas says he just said bidet or yeah. bidet.
Jeff Bidet.
Did you say bidet or bidet?
I said bidet.
Texas says, didn't he transfer to Oklahoma?
He did, after he beat Lamar Jackson in Louisville.
Texas says Locke just retweeted something. I thought he was on a plane.
He says he listened to the podcast of his mixtape.
Texas says Randall Cobb is better than all the U of L bum receivers. Yes, let's go back a decade. There you go. I mean,
what are we doing here? What Randall Cobb? Come on, man. It's like saying, well, you know what? Peyton Siva was good. Yes, he was. Thank you. He's not in the conversation right now. Appreciate it. Lamar Jackson was better than all the quarterbacks in the area right now. Yes, he was. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Texter Ryan Timmons, not bad.
Ryan Timmons?
He didn't do a damn thing, did he?
He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
no.
He was slow, if I remember,
he
right?
Went, yeah, because he was a four-star, and they recruited him, and it was like a big deal because that was Stoops' first recruiting class. They got him, and then he didn't do anything for four straight years.
Texter says, yeah, Sweeney, Louisville fans never chime in on UK topics. Agreed. I agree with you. This wasn't a UK topic or a U of L topic.
It was just a
Rondell Moore topic. It was a Purdue topic.
I'm still confused.
Kentucky fans were chiming in on that. Texas says, "Would Sreeble get on a seesaw with caller Emily?"
No. I'm just confused why Kentucky fans like felt they needed to ride in on that. You know,
I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm kind of like, what?
By the way, the Memphis Grizzlies are in action. How's Ja Morant doing, Mitch? That overrated basketball player who had to go to Murray State and not a real place to play basketball.
How did we go through mentioning UK wide receivers and not mention Blake Bone?
I did mention Blake Bone.
He did mention him.
I did. He's a four-star.
Were you talking to Nick again?
No, I was Ryan SportsCenter.
Well, there we go.
How can I not?
By the way, the AG just texted me. They're on their way.
Oh, no.
It's a bad idea.
It's bad.
She said, wish us luck. It's a bad idea.
We got to play his Diener sound at some point.
You're gonna get Jared Stillman here.
I mean,
I might be wrong. Stillman's like, we can go the Omni. The Omni downtown has a pretty awesome sounding
pool area.
The pool area.
Oh,
up top and everything else. It sounded pretty damn cool.
Did you hear the backup plan though? If that doesn't work,
no.
It was like going to a buddy's house or like a wave pool or something like that, wasn't it?
No. It was the Opryland wave pool.
Like, Opryland's also not close to downtown.
He's not going to the Opryland wave pool. Turn around, Diener. Turn around. Turn
I told Diener.
Back.
I told him.
Now, he's saying.
I told him.
First, he said, we got this boat thing. Well, actually, only 8-1, but I'll take you to the Omni. The Omni ain't happening.
He's not going to be up on that roof.
He's like, I got
a key to the Omni.
He has a key.
That's what he said.
I have a key. Yes, and I have a key to the cult house. I just go in there whenever I want.
I got the sound if you want to listen to it.
The AG's going to wake up and walk out of Stillman's guest room, and Stillman's going to be shirtless. Pumping iron and eating
Cheerios.
No, he's
going to
be
muscle milk,
a power bar, and he's going to be on the elliptical watching Skip Bayless reruns.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you sleep last night? Getting a little pump in here in the early morning.
Diener and the AG, they see, you know, when feet you can see like the bottom of a door.
Oh, yeah.
You can see someone walk past your door. They're going to see Stillman stop at their door and listen in like a cup.
You hear the cup slide on the door.
Yeah, you're going to.
Then he runs off. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, God. Yeah, play the sound, Mitch. Go ahead. What the hell?
I got us a key for the Omni's Broadway rooftop pool. So our option one is to sneak into the Omni pool. And if you don't like that, we can buy a pack. If you don't like that, we can buy a package for the Opryland Wave Park. No, okay, that one is.
Do not go to the.
We're not going to the Opryland Wave Park in the middle of a pandemic.
That's like yes. Are you 11 is a fair question, but really, are you stupid?
Not is a better going question. To the, may as well go to a bar.
See, here's what I disagree with all of that. Diener doesn't go to the Wave Park. Biscuit, you think you're in this elite category with Double D? Biscuit, you look like the person that would be at the Wave Park. And you too, Process, you brooding producer.
No, Process wouldn't be at the Wave Park. He'd be like under a canopy somewhere looking angry, staring at everybody at the Wave Park, judging them and how bougie they are.
Mitch, I'm just looking at this sound sheet. I know some of it's from, you know, obviously from yesterday. This one just says Rummage loves the women's basketball recruit. And did they get a recruit?
I
had no
idea. No, there's one on the way, apparently.
This is some inside information.
Uh-oh.
Well, there we go. Well, let's hear that if you don't mind. Let's go.
Listen, I can't take it. 2022, and that's nothing to do with women. Oh, it's just recruiting in general. Louisville has made the top list of the number one girl, right? She's almost 6'8". I'm like, I need this.
Brittany Griner all over again?
Right. I'm like, I need Louisville. I've never been more invested in a women's basketball recruit other than this one. Because I'm like, I need Jeff Walls to get this 6'8 woman.
That'd be awesome.
And just wreak havoc.
Wreak havoc?
Yeah, mentioned her name once.
Yeah, but yeah, that's her name. That's a great point. What's her name? But Brian limping in that he knows what's being talked about there. Yes. He has no idea. He's just agreeing.
Wreak havoc. She's going to wreak havoc. Oh, boy.
Texas says, I hope someone basket tosses Stillman into the lake.
There we go. Maybe we'll have a little bit of basket tossing, just like the UK cheerleading team.
I just can't believe he's doing this
weekend. I can't either.
It's unbelievable.
He wants to get out of town to fiefdom.
I understand, but there's other things you can do.
We should have reached out to Diener and said, seen if he would have signed up for one of his pools. You could have taken the family over there, Round Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a lot of fun.
A little family pool day.
How about that?
I don't know if Diener wants me to bring my whole brood, though.
No.
Probably not.
Texas says, Diener crushing Stillman for wrecking the weekend, though, will be great radio. Well, that's the point.
That's the trade-off.
Absolutely. That is the trade-off.
Yeah.
Texas says, don't bash the Opryland wave pool. Google it. That bleeps tight. Okay. What I'm saying is, it's a long drive.
Well,
if you leave at 1 o'clock and you dock,
yeah,
you get all of your stuff, you're all wet and everything, and then you go to the Opryland, that's going to be, I would imagine, a significant drive, especially in a city that is littered with traffic.
Well, not only that, this is an adult weekend. They're not taking Max, from what I understand, right? You don't want to go to a place with
You can't have Max
kids.
Objected to that.
Right. But
there is a 21 and over area, I believe.
Oh, at the Opryland?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. They were talking about this morning, but I can't remember if that was Opryland or if that was the Omni. The Omni one sounded better.
Then the Omni one is okay if it's actually true and going to happen. That would be good. But I'm saying if you're just with the AG, the last place you want to go is Opryland. You want to have an adult weekend. You don't want to go out to anywhere where there's kids running around and you could run into a child or whatever. You want to have an adult weekend. You want to be on the boat drinking beer. You want to be on top of the roof having drinks brought to you while you lay by the pool. You don't want to go to Opryland.
Here's the thing. The Omni thing sounds awesome.
It does.
But it also sounds awesome as something that you would just camp there all day.
You just want to stay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You want to start there.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to have to.
Boom.
Exactly. You don't have to transfer from the lake to the rooftop. It's just not good. Stillman wasn't forthcoming with his information.
There's a couple here. What about Garrett Johnson? Yeah, what about him?
That was the other one. Garrett Johnson. That was the other one.
Text Devontae Parker is better than Randall Cobb. Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's a good one.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back, and Randall Cobb got a lot of the head to play quarterback. Kentucky can't recruit quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He got some of that.
He did.
Huh.
We'll see how long their NFL careers last.
I'm going to have to think. I'm going to have to think about that. 437-9680. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. We'll try to run down if we can. I'm not exactly sure if we're going to be able to, what the two games will be. For Kentucky, the SEC schedule coming out as we get off the air, which is fantastic. We can get into that. We got a bunch of sound that we still need to get to. We have a couple things we can make fun of Mitch on. And we got to talk to the Grossmans. We got to do that here in the next segment. So we'll do that. 437-9680. It's a take on ESPN Louisville. All righty, round two underway there for golf's first major of the year. You know where to make all of your bets is DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Celebrate with them. Celebrate with me, laying down bets all day. And right now, all new users can get that sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. Just go opt in, place a bet. It's super simple. Here's all you got to do. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer. Player props, day-by-day action. If you didn't get bets in today, don't worry. Live betting right now. All the bets tomorrow. All the bets on Sunday. Football season's coming up. DraftKings Sportsbook, they have a season-long football pick'em pool. $2 million in prizes up for grabs. That's a great deal. Make your picks and watch all the games unfold each Sunday. Plus, as we've been telling you, DraftKings Sportsbook is safe. It is secure. It is reliable. You can deposit and withdraw that money at your convenience. So right now, download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code WHBE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code WHBE when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times a playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And what I want to know is, is the Louisville-Western Kentucky game the Governor's Cup? Like, because really, it's the two teams in the state of Kentucky that are playing. Like, the Governor's Cup needs to be given up.
And James Strebel.
You'll never
see
it again.
No, they voted against it.
Go ahead and give it up, Mark.
They decided not to play.
You'll never see that trophy again.
This is between the Hilltoppers and the Cardinals now. Bring the Governor's Cup to Cardinal Stadium to give it to the teams who want
to
play football in 2020.
On ESPN 680. In 105.7.
You saw this Brett McMurphy tweet that I want to get to here in just a second. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Hanging out with you on this Friday. Mixtape coming your way at 5:25. And Mitch, during the break, back there at the Papa John Studios, tells me 93.9 is going to be joining us. Oh, boy.
Oh,
so is that Blankenbaker and Tom Farmer filling in today?
Yeah, they want to listen into the lock tape.
Do they really? The lock tape. That's going to be difficult for me to say. Lock tape.
Just call it a mixtape. That's what I've just been calling it.
No, it's a good name. No, it's a very good name. So are we going to call the Grossmans right now? What are we going
to
do?
Yep, I'm fixing to call him here in just a second.
Now, is Jack in seat one? He's already there?
You want to talk to the lustful
Sure, you can bring
Grossman
him up there. Grossman, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Andy. How are you guys doing? Hi, James.
All right, so you're going to be recording your first podcast. Is that this evening? What are you going to be doing?
I actually recorded it Wednesday night while working the Reds game. Yeah, you know, it's the Reds. But I figured it would be a little bit more difficult with Westwood One behind the scenes stuff that no one cares about tonight. I wanted to make sure I could focus on that. But so I've recorded it. Just got to finish up some imaging stuff. I got a logo. Our guy, Quay Green Guy, came through with the logo, and it looks really good. I'm very happy with it. So, I'm excited. It's the Crimson Coverage Podcast. It'll be tweeted out from my Twitter account, from the station Twitter account, coming up this evening.
Have you spoke with your father today?
Very briefly. Actually, I'm not sure if I have, actually. No, I don't think I have today.
Old Ken?
Yeah.
Well, Ken got a haircut today is what I'm being told.
Oh, he did. Ooh, I didn't know that. Yeah, because I...
How about that?
Yeah, that's good. From the AG.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it looks great. I haven't seen him since he got it, but I'm sure it looks great.
Texas says, I got a show idea for 10 a.m. on 680, Blank and Baker and Big Easy. It would be called The Blue and Red Divide. Big Easy is a milling mogul.
Yes.
He's a magistrate of the mill
industry.
Yeah, I mean, he's on vacation all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he doesn't have time to do a radio show.
Trust me, if he did,
Big Easy would be doing a radio show.
He'd find a way, absolutely. But yeah, I don't see Easy and Blankenbaker. I don't think it'd be intriguing radio.
Texas says Randall Cobb had 48 touchdowns, Devontae Parker 18. You pick. There we go, Kentucky fan. There you go.
I'd go with 48.
That's what a Kentucky fan does.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He goes to the NFL. He pivots away from the college discussion, and he goes right to the pros.
That's right.
Right. A guy who's at the end of his career.
Yeah.
Fifth year of his career.
At the end of your career than not in a career at all, kind of like Devontae Parker, but that's okay.
What are you talking about? Devontae Parker just got a new contract. He's got a big contract.
He did, but he doesn't do anything. He hasn't done a damn thing with the Dolphins in the NFL at all.
All right, well, let's look it up. I would agree that he's been a bust until this year.
He's been a bust.
All right, hang on just a second. No, we're going to stop right here. So, Ethan Grossman, if you're on hold, you're going to hang on.
It's time out.
Yes, time out, Ethan. Look at you giggling back there.
It's making me happy because Ethan was so mad at me because we've kept this segment a secret from my mom all summer, and when Ethan,
really why
yes, because there's the line in there at the beginning of in the intro where Ethan says when you ask Ethan why he's mean, he says he takes after my mom, and Ethan was like, we don't want her knowing that. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So we haven't told my mom about this all summer, and finally when Ethan's on there, because they're moving all the stuff into the van right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because they're leaving early in the morning for Tuscaloosa. Oof. Yeah, so I'm missing that, which I'm okay with.
That's fun. You don't want to get COVID.
No.
Yeah. So
or move or help someone move.
So
you got the house to yourself.
I know.
Oh
all
boy.
Weekend.
You want to throw a party?
Probably not with the COVID, but you know what?
Oh, is that the reason?
Don't invite any UofL athletes.
Yeah, or do. Do you think Devontae Parker will have more than one 1,000-yard season in his career?
Well, he already had one last year, didn't he?
Well, no, he had one last year. Yeah, he had over 1,200 yards.
I'd say he had one more. Yeah.
You Mike Hogg, that was more for Strebel, but I appreciate you chiming in nonetheless. Yeah, because Randall Cobb had that 1 year in the NFL.
Yeah, he's still playing.
1 year.
He's still playing.
He's hanging on.
Yep.
He's hanging
on.
We'll
see if Devontae Parker lasts that long.
Maybe he will.
Maybe he won't.
2018, that really mattered to Kentucky fans in the discussion that I had with Rondale Moore.
Right.
300 yards. 38 catches. It's a big year for Randall Cobb.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like a Devontae Parker early in his career year, his rookie year, where he didn't do a damn thing.
He had 500 yards.
Oh, boy.
He didn't do a damn thing. I'm with you. I'm with you.
500 yards.
I'm just saying.
Was he a first-round draft pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember that? He got picked 14.
I know. I'm just clarifying.
Was Randall Cobb?
No, but he had a better damn career than Devontae Parker at this point.
I can't tell which way you're pivoting.
I'm saying Randall Cobb's better than Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker hadn't done a bleep thing in the NFL while Randall Cobb in his fifth year at the Packers, he's a lot damn better than Devontae Parker, and he had a Super Bowl ring.
In his fifth year, he had 800 yards. Devontae Parker's fifth year, he had 1,200.
I'm saying cumulative.
Okay,
all their
gotcha.
Yards together up to the fifth year.
Well, you want me to add it up real quick? I'm gonna add it up on the fly. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. By the way, Justin Rowland wants to come on the air. Why would we bring you on the air? Kentucky's recruiting class is 50th in the country.
So is he the one who tried calling earlier? Someone tried calling. I didn't pick it up.
No.
If it was Justin Rowland, I apologize.
By the way, you see Kyle Tucker already pivoting? Do you see see that?
Against what?
Yeah, you ready? I'll read it to you here in a sec. You'll love it.
Oh.
He's already saying that it's a Friday news dump because that means Alabama's going to have a cakewalk. Already the excuse making. Wow. Already.
Gosh. If Alabama has a cakewalk, that means they're scheduling Kentucky, right?
I've said that. I believe that's going to happen. They'll get Florida and then Kentucky. Hard game, easy game. That's what's going to happen.
All right, let's go. Let's get the Grossmans going. Let's go.
Everyone could use a little brotherly love while being quarantined.
What time is everyone else getting here?
I don't know.
No, I'm not asking you.
It's time to check in on the Grossman brothers.
Why you gotta be so mean?
I take from my mother.
Big brother Jack.
I had my first date and the girl didn't show up.
And little brother Ethan.
We've been shooting hoops. My dad just got us a new basketball. And it's been pretty fun.
And the answer is yes. They come from the same mother.
Oh, I'll get to the bottom of Jess. I've never heard of Jess. Jess and Jack. Oh, man.
All right, well, there we go. Ethan Grossman, before he goes to college, we say hello to him and goodbye to him all in one segment. Ethan, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. That's sad, man.
What? The summer coming to an end?
Yeah.
You guys loading
I got responsibilities now.
Yeah.
I got school.
What's the scene there as you, mom and dad, and not Jack, load the van to go to Tuscaloosa tomorrow morning?
Oh, it's about to get a little hectic over here. We got my neighbor coming over to help us move the dresser out from the basement. So that could get a little rough because it's pretty heavy. And, you know, I'm not a mover. And we don't have Jack with us, you know, all the muscles.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Yo, did Jack tell you all about our basketball game the other day?
Not at all. No. Tell us. Not at all.
Oh, me and him teamed up.
Really?
Against who?
Yeah. We played my neighbor, who's like the KD of our backyard basketball league, and my dad. I guess you can compare him to Amari Stoudemire.
Sure.
That's sure. What I've heard.
Does he bathe in wine? Is that what he does? That's what Amari Stoudemire did. He converted to Judaism,
you know,
didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. There it is.
The Ethiopian Jew.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Well, I was wondering, Amari Stoudemire converted to Judaism. Is that why you mentioned him?
Oh, it's just a name that came to my head.
Gotcha.
Amari's my man, though. You know, he's a fellow Jew.
He's an Ethiopian
Jew.
You know,
we love that, yeah. But anyway, I call Jack the Boston Celtics Shaq. That's what he's compared to.
So who won the match? Who won the game?
Oh, we split 1-1. I wanted to do a tiebreaker, but my dad was, you know, a little winded.
Yeah, what happened was the first game was my dad was guarding me, and he's not... He's not in good enough shape to really guard me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm big.
Yeah, but that yes. means he's in terrible shape.
No, he's in really good shape.
Put him on his ass the first play.
Yeah, but you're not in good shape. When you say, Jack, that your dad can't guard you because he's in bad shape, you're in bad shape.
No, I mean that as in because of my weight, I can just kind of bully him.
Gotcha. How does old Ken Grossman, how does that haircut look?
Oh, it looks good. I got a haircut today, too.
Nice. What's going to be the scene, the party scene there? What's going to be the party scene
know.
When you get back?
I think it's going to be pretty rough. I'm going to try to stay quarantined because I already heard of a couple people in Alabama that have COVID. So
mom's listening to you talking on the phone is what I'm hearing.
No. Oh, hell no.
did you figure
She's
out
spying
what...
on you?
So, Ethan, I got an important question, though. Did you figure out if you're going to have a bed or not in your apartment?
Oh yeah, so the kid's room I'm moving into just ended up leaving his. So thank God.
Because there was a moment last night where Ethan did not know if he was going to have a bed in his new place.
Really?
Oh no.
A bed frame.
Ah, gotcha.
Which is not the biggest deal in the world to just put a bed on the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're in college, man.
Yeah, you're in college. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So what's the first night? Is it some beer pong or what's going on? Because I know you said there were some hotties. There were some hotties in the same, apartment complex or whatever it was that you guys were in?
Right to the left of us, yeah. We got 12 biddies to the left of us. That's going to be fun.
Jack, that might be where we need to leave it.
I think so.
12 biddies. That's 12 it.
12 biddies. I've never heard that before. Oh.
Well, Grossman, we need to, Ethan, we need to call you when you're in college and you can have your bro dudes around there. And I think that will be a fun segment that we can do. You guys,
I think it would be fun too. I would just be getting roasted the whole time, but it'd be fun.
All right, get out of here. Have a safe trip. What time are you guys leaving in the morning? Early, like 6, 7 a.m.?
That's the middle of the night for me, Andy. Early's 8 a.m. for me.
Okay. Okay. That's fair enough. Fair enough.
But,
all right.
You know, I think my parents will probably leave before me since, you know, they're driving a van down. I'm only driving my little Hyundai.
Well, there you go. Oh, you're following behind them, of course, right, because you have a car down there, of course. So there you go. Ah, the minivan. Yeah. I mean, the Grossman's still in a minivan? No offense, but...
No, they rented a van.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, why would you guys have a minivan? The nest is empty for the most part.
Are you going to drive the van at all? Ethan, Dad said he's going to make you try to drive the van some.
The van's actually nice. It's not like your crappy one from Indiana that we had.
Yeah, the U-Haul?
The one from 1990, no, this is a little more modern.
By the way, did you say 12 biddies or 12 kitties?
Biddies.
That's what I thought. Because Diener sent me 12 kitties, like, LOL. I'm like, that's not how I heard it.
Yeah, biddies.
Jack, how is this going to...
biddies have kitties, so...
There it is.
If you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that to us.
Thank you, Ethan.
And there we are. Ethan, get him out of here. Get him out of here. We'll talk to you down the road. Get him out of here.
I didn't know if I needed to dump that or not.
It's fine.
Did he say what I think he said?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all good.
Man, we didn't even get into the golf match we played yesterday.
No one cares about your crappy golf match. Yep. How is this going to change your life with him gone? Now you're the sad son who's still at home.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm moving into the basement to try to get as much space as I can. I love my parents, but also need a little space sometimes.
Says, yes. Ask Ethan who he's going to vote for.
Oh. We should have. But we're all stunned at his parting shot.
He delivers. He delivers.
His parting shot was maybe his best moment.
I love Pat Forty. He goes, have any transferring quarterbacks not gotten a waiver for immediate eligibility? And the poor Kentucky people to run to tell him Joey Gatewood.
I saw that. I knew it was going to happen.
Running to Twitter. All right, so what's on the podcast? Tell the people about the podcast before we get out of here.
All right, it's an IU podcast, so talking IU basketball, IU football, a lot of football talk in the first podcast. I spend a lot of time on the schedule, mad at the Big Ten for screwing Indiana over on the schedule, one by adding Minnesota as their 10th game. The Big Ten was very shallow about how they added the 10th game. I'll save that take for the actual podcast. And
wait, what's your problem? We mean they screwed Indiana.
If you look at...
We're not going to listen to all the podcasts. You might as well just go ahead and give us 30 seconds right now and give us a little tease.
Looking at the teams that were the 10th game, obviously the Big Ten plays a 9-game conference schedule. Instead of redoing all the schedules like the ACC did, they just gave everyone a 10th game. Ohio State's 10th game is Purdue, so... Minnesota supposed to be really good. Their 10th game is Indiana, so same thing. Michigan gets Northwestern. Wisconsin gets Rutgers. Penn State gets Nebraska. Illinois. So you see where we're going here, to where the Big Ten's just manufacturing wins for their best teams, trying to get them an extra win and make them look better.
Well, yeah. They know where their money's made. It ain't made with IU.
Pete DePrimo said that you're going 8-2. So how about that?
Well, Indiana plays the five best teams in the conference in the first six weeks of the season.
No, Indiana's going 3-7.
They're going to be better than 3-7. I think
4-6.
I got them going 6-4.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord. All right, so the podcast is going to be up. Texas says Ethan is leaving later than his pick, so he can blow it out on the way down.
Got calm his nerves before
Texas
he gets
says biddies have kitties is the funniest thing that's ever been said on the station.
It may be.
Texas Crean in the basement screaming, "Mom, meatloaf now!"
Mom, a meatloaf. We want it now!
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.